If you're looking to boost your communication skills, build better habits, and connect with people on a different level, then the podcast is for you. It's a place where connection and communication meet coaching. I'm your host, Podge, a seasoned expert in health, leadership, and psychology. Each week, we'll dive into topics related to health with a keen focus on the art of building meaningful relationships through insightful interviews and practical advice. I believe that everyone has a great story to tell, and by learning from each other, we can not only enhance our own lives, but also strengthen our communities and how we connect with others. So I invite you to join me on this journey of connection and growth. Let's get started. Hello, everyone. I hope you're doing good. I hope you are doing well. Welcome to Podcast Episode 5, Process Over Outcome. Just before I do begin, though, I want to just share with you what I was doing for the weekend. And I'm based in Ireland, and for once we got absolutely beautiful weather, which was a long time coming. I would honestly say July of last year was the last time we got a decent bout of weather, so it was really good to have. And if anyone has been to Ireland when the weather has been nice, feel free to jump on as a guest, share your experience with me. However, for those of you who are unaware, when it is nice, the whole atmosphere of the country changes. Everyone understands that it's pretty rare to get such nice weather. So I think everyone tries their best to take full advantage. So just yesterday, everyone was out on the beaches, out in the parks, just out in the general sunshine, enjoying food. A big thing to do here in Ireland actually is go for like an ice cream, a legitimate like ice cream cone, like a proper cone. It's like a staple of Ireland really on a sunny day. So it was a lot of fun. I got to hang out with family and friends. But then unfortunately, yesterday that was the last day of the Premier League season in England, so soccer. And I'm a big fan of Arsenal FC. And this is kind of what was the inspiration for the topic around process over outcome, is that Arsenal came second in the Premier League season. So they didn't win a trophy, which might seem disappointing to some because they didn't win the league. However, metrics wise, this has been the most successful Arsenal team ever in terms of goals scored and the amount of games that they won in one season. So it got me thinking, as an Arsenal fan, should I view the season as a failure just because they didn't win the league? Or should I view it as a success because they were the most successful team in a few metrics? And in full transparency, like the season was incredibly enjoyable. For me, it was a wonderful experience, despite not winning any trophies at the end. So yeah, should I have viewed that season as a failure just because they didn't win the league? Which leads me on to today's topic of, if we are looking to achieve a health goal, should we view it as a failure just because we might not hit that specific goal that we are looking for? Or should we look at more the process and the journey that we had along the way and view it as a success and progress made? So that's the conversation I want to have today. If there's anyone in or anyone listening that wants to come on and share their experience when it comes to a process versus outcome related issue, we'll have plenty of time to jump in throughout the conversation. So I do encourage you to feel free to hop on. Just to digress slightly before we do dive deeper into today's conversation, I just want to welcome a few more listeners into the conversation. Hello, John. Hello, Pardeep. Hello, Christopher, good to have you. Hey, Kelvin, Jessica, Sue, Cheryl, just to name a few. It's good to have you all here. I hope you're doing good. I hope you are doing well. I'm Podge, and welcome to Podcast Episode 15, where we are about to dive in to our topic today, process over outcome. I just want to begin with telling a brief story. And imagine that you are training for a marathon. You stick to your training plan to a T. So you improve your endurance, you feel healthier, you feel more energetic. On the day of the marathon, you give it your all, but you don't finish in the top spots, or you don't finish where you expect to finish, because I know the top spots now in a marathon are like incredibly, those people are getting close like 2 hours. It's absolutely amazing stuff. But let's just say you don't finish where you anticipate finishing. Does this mean that your training was a failure? I don't think so. Like, the improvements in your health, your fitness, and that particular discipline are really invaluable. And although you might not have achieved the goal you wanted when it came to the marathon, like, you were still able to make incremental improvements along the way, which helped to benefit your health overall. Another very common everyday example is for people who are trying to maybe get healthier and fitter. Often it might be accompanied with losing weight or pounds on the scale. But what if you don't hit your goal weight or expected goal weight? However, you do feel better. You have more energy for whatever you might do. It might allow you to spend more time or more quality time with your kids. It might allow you to engage in more physical activity with your friends that brings you joy in your life. Although you mightn't hit the exact number you were looking for, are you upset because you didn't achieve that outcome? Or are you proud on the incremental things that you've built during the process? So that's what we are going to talk about today. And I know we've creeped up in audience members, so I just want to welcome a few more people to the chat. Hello, Susan. Hello, Jessica, Teresa, Mackenzie, Courtney, Jennifer, Alma. It is good to have you all here. My name is Podge, and welcome to Podcast Episode 15, where we were talking process over outcome. Just a reminder that this podcast is obviously brought to you by Noom Vibe, our free new wellness community app from Noom. And at Noom Vibe, we're all on a shared mission to help you live healthier, better, longer lives. And a few features I really like about the Noom Vibe is it actually pays you to live better. So I really do enjoy engaging with the step tracker. Having notes there, reminders for me to do my exercise, which I also get Noom coins from. But you can add other features such as your water, your meditation, and it allows you to connect with loved ones and share your positive thoughts here, both in our questions, and you can interact in lives with Noom coaches such as myself. So today we're just briefly touching on process versus outcome. We gave the example around if you run a marathon and maybe you don't hit the time that you were expecting. Is it still considered a failure, even though you've put all the work and effort and became healthier and more energetic and improved your endurance along the way? So I have a question for you. Just think about a time when you worked hard towards a goal, but didn't achieve the exact outcome you wanted. How did focusing on the process help you along the way? If you have a story to share, of course, I would love to hear it. But this brings up an important lesson. Focusing on the process rather than the outcome. But why is this so crucial? And why is this so crucial, especially when it comes to your health and your wellness? Now, I do have a background in biological science. Way back in the day, I was, not way back in the day, around, okay, it is way back in the day, it's over 10 years ago. I graduated as a science teacher, so biological sciences and physics. And I just want to give some scientific reasoning as around process versus outcome. The first thing I want to speak to is just motivations, and more specifically, intrinsic versus extrinsic motivation. So if we are intrinsically motivated, focusing on the process helps to fuel that motivation. So it's about enjoying the journey and finding joy in daily habits. And that's what keeps you going. So there are some studies out there that show that intrinsic motivation can lead to more sustained behavior change in the long run. Whereas if you're extrinsically motivated, it could be focusing solely on the outcome. And that's, for some it's extremely, that's a very motivating factor and does help, but I would say for most, it's often less sustainable, because then once the goal is achieved or missed, your motivation can drop significantly. So the example we gave earlier is a good one. Maybe we do the opposite. You have a goal to run a marathon or a 5K or a 10K. And while that goal is in play, you're very motivated to improve those aspects of your health to help you achieve that. However, what happens when you finally do run the marathon and it's over? In theory, if you were motivated solely by the marathon, you have one option, is to re-sign up for another one, I guess. But what happens after that? If you're extrinsically motivated, now what are you working towards? Perhaps you might be more likely to not exercise as frequently as you did, versus if you really enjoyed the process of improving for the marathon, the love of that process, even though the marathon has finished now, you'll still have that passion to, and that intrinsic motivation to keep working on those aspects of your health. So the second reasoning, first we spoke to intrinsic versus extrinsic motivation. The second I want to speak to is just a growth mindset. So for those who've listened to my podcast previously, you'd have heard me mention Carol Dweck. So she is just a researcher when it comes to growth mindset. She's really big actually in the schooling field as well, and around behavioral change. But she believes, like, research on growth mindset emphasizes that when you view challenges as opportunities to grow, that helps to foster resilience and continuous improvement. So if you kind of use your mentality to work towards a growth mindset, it allows you to see all these challenges as opportunities to grow. So focusing on the process encourages a growth mindset, while an outcome-focused approach may lead to a more of a fixed mindset where failure might be feared or avoided. The third aspect I want to speak to is behavioral change. When we're looking to change a habit, it really is important to start focusing on small, consistent actions. And that's really more effective over the long term than aiming for large, singular outcomes. So an example of this would be a large singular outcome might be, I want to lose 100 pounds. But within that, small consistent actions could be, I want to add more vegetables into my diet, or I want to add one more protein source into my diet, or I want to walk for 10 minutes twice a week. Something relatively small that can be built upon. So those are the three aspects from a scientific reasoning, but there's also a philosophical perspective to this as well. And there's some philosophers like Marcus Aurelius and Epictetus, who I won't dive too much into right now, but one lesson I've learned from them is they taught that we should focus on what we can control and accept what we cannot control. So the process is within our control. The outcome isn't always within our control. And what this actually can do is reduce anxiety and enhance your well-being. If I just go back to the start, the example I gave about the soccer or football club I support, Arsenal. So they did not win the Premier League, but it wasn't fully in their control. Because there's other teams too, and every team wants to win, right? There's no team wants to go out and intentionally lose. So there's only so much within your control in that aspect. So if I was to maybe get anxious about us not winning the Premier League, I'm focusing on something that is a little in our control, but not 100% in our control. Whereas if I look at the season that they had through the lens of what we can control, the fact that they hit the highest goals they've ever scored, they've won the most games that an Arsenal team has ever won, that's all stuff within their control. And even by just thinking through that lens, like, definitely for me, my anxiety is reduced. It allows me to look at things in a different lens and in a positive in a positive light. And the same might be for you. Let's just say when it does come to the marathon example, you mightn't finish where you want to finish, but there's other people in the race. There might be other circumstances that come up on the day, but it doesn't mitigate like all the effort that you've done to plan and build for that event. You've still done it. You still have it in your back pocket. And that's something that you should be proud that you achieved regardless of the result on the day. I'm curious if anyone here, it's a question for you to ponder on. Have you ever found that focusing on small daily habits has led to significant changes in your life? So what philosophical or what scientific principles have you found helpful in your personal health journey? Again, I encourage you to think about these questions, or if you feel comfortable enough, feel free to come on, share your thoughts with us. I'm always happy to hear from any of our listeners. At this point, I just want to pause. Our listener count has increased yet again. Thank you all so much for choosing to spend a portion of your day with me, depending where you're calling in from. I do really, really appreciate it. And today we are talking about the process over the outcome. Just a quick reminder, of course, this podcast is brought to you by Noom Vibe, which is, of course, our new free wellness community app from Noom. Noom Vibe, we're all on a shared mission to help live better, longer, and healthier lives. By engaging with the Noom Vibe app, you can actually see that it pays you to live better. I've mentioned earlier that I'm really enjoying the step tracking feature, as well as other features such as adding in your workouts, water intake, your meditation. But really what I love about this app is being able to connect with people in different communities. And in fact, we're all in a shared community on top of it, and just share your positive thoughts, share your insights, share your stories. We all really do have valuable insights and stories to tell. And yeah, it's something I'm finding very beneficial in with this app. If you are too, feel free to hit that clap emoji. If you like what you're hearing and you want to get updated when live talks begin for myself, you can hit that follow button. All the support is very much appreciated. Our next segment, I do just want to dive into how do we apply process versus outcome to our health goals. So I do want to bring this back to our health and wellness. When we set health goals, it's tempting to focus solely on the outcome, right? It could be losing weight, running the marathon, hitting a fitness milestone. But as we've discussed, I think the real magic happens when we focus on the process. I'm trying to think off the top of my head of some everyday examples, maybe healthy eating. Instead of aiming to lose 20 pounds, maybe focus on adding in more vegetables into your meals, drinking more water, reducing your sugar intake, and celebrate those small victories. If you think about exercise routines, rather than fixating on running the marathon, maybe start by enjoying a daily walk, gradually increasing your distance and your pace, and just appreciate the increased energy and improved mood that comes from this regular activity. If you're looking at a mindfulness practice, like if your goal is to reduce stress, don't stress about achieving perfect calmness. Focus on the process of daily meditation and mindful breathing. So just enjoy the moments of peace and clarity that comes with practice. Just a brief one on when it comes to mindfulness practice, I have done my yoga teacher training, and hands down, the most difficult part of that yoga teacher training was the meditation part, where we just had to sit and meditate and be there. Right. Well, there was about 8 of us doing the teacher training at the time, but essentially we were just in our own mind, eyes closed, and just thinking. And it's something I found really difficult to come to terms with, because I was stressing about achieving perfect calmness. So I was probably saying to myself, I'm training to be a yoga teacher. Like, why is my mind racing everywhere? Why can't I do this? And it was really, really, really challenging and hard. But true, I guess the expert advice of my yoga teacher and just through general practice, I began to kind of learn more about myself and almost reduce the idea that I had to be perfectly calm. Like sometimes my mind would wander. At the start, I was frustrated, but then eventually I was like, that's okay. Like, leave it wander and it'll just come back and I can continue on. So I was trying to really enjoy the moments of peace and clarity that I had versus the having the frustration because I wasn't perfectly calm all the time. Another example I want to speak about, if you think of process over outcome, I don't know if anyone here has, I'm sure there is, we have 90 plus people listening to the conversation, which is absolutely fantastic. Thank you so much. I'm sure there's someone in here who has an incredible passion for gardening. I did a lot of horticulture or gardening modules in college. And imagine if you started gardening though, and your dream was to have like beautiful, lush garden full of flowers, or maybe full of vegetables. So instead of stressing over the final outcome, you might focus on the daily tasks. Planting seeds, watering plants, weeding, and tending to each plant's need. So you very rarely say, I'm going to start gardening, and wake up the next morning after planting a few seeds, look at the garden and say, where is everything? This isn't good enough. I'm not going to do this. But what actually happens is you take pleasure in, well, I hope you take pleasure in watching the plants grow a little each day, right? Maybe noticing the buds, or first noticing the buds and the sprouts. Like, I think this, the process teaches you a lot about patience, a lot about dedication, and the appreciation for nature's pace. And then by the end of that season, then you have a beautiful garden. But does the true reward come from looking at the end product of the garden, or does the true reward come from the time you've spent kind of caring, nurturing, and enjoying each step of the gardening process? Just one example comes to mind with me for someone who does have a passion for gardening. Another example could be, I once tried to learn a musical instrument, the guitar. A while back, maybe 10 years or so, but imagine that you're learning to play the guitar. Like, at first, if you were like me, your fingers hurt, you struggle with chord changes, and playing a complete song feels like so far away. The song I chose to try and play was Tracy Chapman's Fast Car, which is actually like a plucking song versus like actually strumming the guitar. But imagine, like, you set a goal to play your favorite song perfectly. So instead of like obsessing over this goal, what you probably do is you focus on practicing for 20 minutes each day. For me, like, I really enjoyed the process of learning the new chords, experimenting with different strumming patterns, and then slowly improving your skills. And then over time, I did become to realize like the true kind of joy from it comes about the daily practice, the small improvements, and then like the satisfaction of just seeing progress over time. So like eventually, no, I wasn't able to play the whole song, but I was able to get the majority of it. And for me, the reward was more about the initial steps of learning the chords and building like step by step versus actually being able to complete the song. I'm just curious if you've ever learned to maybe a new skill or found that a daily practice in something has brought you more happiness than achieving the actual end goal. If you do, feel free to jump on, share your thoughts, share your wisdom. Always loving to hear from some guests. And speaking of which, we are almost up to 100 people in the chat. I just want to take a brief moment to say thank you. I really do appreciate you joining. My name's Podge, and of course, welcome to podcast episode 15, where we're discussing process over outcome. As always, once this live finishes, you can always go back you can click on my profile. You can listen to the full episode of this podcast or any other one that I've done or any other Noom coaches or experts on this platform as well. It's really a good opportunity to go back and learn key skills when it comes to all things, not just really health and wellness. We really do have a people with a diverse skill set, and the guests that I've had on so far have really kind of changed my perspective on a lot of things. And it's always good to just hear from people in this community. You all have something unique and individual to share. So yeah, don't be shy in interacting with the coaches and the experts, and don't be afraid to share your opinion as well. I do want to take a brief moment to let people who are new into the conversation, just a reminder that this podcast is brought to you by Noom Vibe. Noom Vibe is the new free wellness community app from Noom, which I'm sure you're all aware of if you're on this platform. At the Noom Vibe community, we're all on a shared mission to live better, longer, healthier lives. The Noom Vibe is the app that actually pays you to live better, so you can earn rewards from our step tracker and build healthy habits like our workouts, water, or meditation. And it also allows you to connect with a really unique community and share your positive thoughts. You can always interact and learn, as I said, from the Noom coaches. And you can always join in the supportive conversations with our community members. Today, we've just spoken a bit about the process over the outcome. A topic really based on my beloved Arsenal, my soccer and football team, finishing second in the Premier League. And although they didn't win a trophy per se, which would be the outcome, I thoroughly enjoyed the season, which began in August and has ended just now. I really enjoyed the process and seeing the team improve incrementally throughout the year. So it did get me thinking about what's more important, the process or the outcome. And already today we've given a few examples around if you were to run a marathon but don't exactly hit your depicted time, is that considered a failure? Or is it considered something positive because you were able to improve your health, improve your endurance along the way? We spoke to some scientific reasoning around how we can be intrinsically versus extrinsically motivated. Intrinsic meaning that we're really focused and fueled by the journey and the process, whereas extrinsic is something more external that we something that we're motivated by that's more external, which would be such as like completing the marathon or losing X amount of pounds. We spoke how it's important to have a growth mindset when it comes to working on a process, and it allows you to view things in a positive and healthy light. And then when it comes to behavioral change, it's always a good idea to focus on small, consistent actions, which is actually something we really promote at Noom. And if anyone here has worked with a health coach at Noom or a health coach in general, I'd love for you to speak to your experience and how they can help you maybe break down your overarching or your super goal into smaller, incremental, achievable goals. But that's something I would recommend when it comes to behavioral change. And you'll see that by being consistent with those daily actions over time, it can lead to significant results. We spoke from a philosophical perspective, taking advice from philosophers about how it's important to focus on what you can control and accept what you cannot. In my case with Arsenal, they were beaten by another team who they can't control what the other team does or the results they put together. But what they can control is what they did, and they achieved a very high points tally and really couldn't have done much more. I asked you maybe to ponder on some questions about, have you ever found focusing on a small daily habits has led to significant changes in your life? Are there any principles, philosophical or scientific, that you've found to be helpful on your personal journey? And the third point then, we dove into just how in everyday life we can apply the process versus outcome, especially in relation to our health goals. Give an example of a few stories, such as healthy eating. Instead of aiming to lose 20 pounds, maybe trying to incorporate vegetables, increase your water intake. When it comes to an exercise routine, instead of being fixated on running the marathon, maybe you start with a gradual walk and build up from there and be aware of your increased energy levels. Or when it comes to maybe a mindfulness practice, you don't be too hard on yourself and feel like you need to achieve perfect calmness all at once, but you focus on the process of just daily meditation and mindful breathing. At this point, I do want to leave you with a few key takeaways, and feel free again if anyone has anything they want to add to this. I'm always willing and welcome the conversation. But if you are to leave with anything here today, I do want to provide you with three key takeaways. First, I really believe in focusing on daily actions. Small, consistent actions lead to big changes. Also, celebrate daily progress rather than waiting for the final outcome. Enjoy the journey, number two. Find joy in the process. So when you enjoy what you're doing, you're more likely to stick with it and achieve your goals naturally. There is actually research to back this up, and I'm going to use this as a plug that I am going to have a wonderful guest come on in the next week or two who is going to speak a bit more in depth to this, and how if you enjoy what you're doing, you're more likely to stick with it. And he's going to talk about a fascinating concept as well called coupling, where you can actually pair something you don't like doing with something you really like doing, and it can help you be consistent in that area too. So a good example could be if you really love watching or listening, if you really love listening to the podcast, which I'm sure you do, but you are not a big fan of walking, what you could do is listen to the podcast while you're out for a daily walk. So by coupling something you love with something you maybe dislike, it can help you stay consistent and actually can help you start to like that process even more. The third and final point I want to discuss is briefly just around controlling what you can control. So focus on what you can control. And what you can control is the process. And let go of what you can't, which in a lot of cases is the outcome. Now you can control the outcome or give yourself a higher percentage of achieving an outcome via the process. But it can't work the other way around. You can't control the outcome without working on the process. And what you'd find is this sense of control can actually help reduce your levels of anxiety and really increase your levels of satisfaction as well. So my question for you, what small daily actions have you focused on that led to significant changes in your health and in your wellness? Has there been any point in your life where you've enjoyed the journey rather than stressing over the outcome? Again, I'd love to hear from your experiences. You don't have to come on this conversation live. What you can do is you can click the follow button under my name, or you can drop me a DM. I'm honestly always happy to hear from anyone on this new Vibe platform. And I frequently say, like, the thing I love most about my job at Noom and the thing I love most about this app now is that everyone has a unique and individual story to share. And I feel that by hearing this, everyone can benefit and everyone can learn. Just with that being said, we are almost at time. There is a few more just examples I do want to give you when it comes to around the process versus the outcome. And if you maybe think about historical examples, for instance, like if we take, I don't know, let's take the Wright brothers. And I mean, they didn't achieve powered flight on their first try, right? Their success really was the result of kind of like a methodical process of designing, they were testing and improving their aircraft for many, many years. Another one might be maybe slightly controversial. Like I said, Thomas Edison, like, yeah, I think he once said that he's not failed. He's just found like 10,000 ways that didn't work. So his focus on the process of experimentation and learning from each failure is what eventually led to kind of the invention of the light bulb. And I think the good lesson there is like not being afraid to fail and realizing that it is a process. It's all really just trial and error. Just with that, I do want to just begin to wrap up our conversation. I know we are really increased in terms of our audience, so I'd like to welcome our thank you all for jumping into the conversation here today, where we did just discuss around the process versus the outcome. As I said, it was sparked by my soccer team finishing second in the Premier League, which was really hard for me to take, but it allowed me time to reflect on, is it just about achieving a cup at the end of the day that matters, or is it about the kind of incremental and small changes that were made throughout the year? And when I do look back, I do think about all the joyful moments, some painful ones, obviously, but that's normal in any journey, whether it's like via sport or via our general health as well. It just did get me focusing on how important it is to focus on the process. One, if you do want to make changes long term, but two as well, to help increase that kind of sense of joy and purpose in your life too. Just before I do close out, I want to thank everyone for joining. I do want to give another brief plug about this platform, which of course you're all familiar with if you're listening live. Noom Vibe is of course our new free wellness community app from Noom. At the Noom Vibe community, we're all on a shared mission to live healthier, better, longer lives. The Noom Vibe app actually pays you to live better, and I've personally been using our step tracker, which I'm finding incredibly valuable to keep me on my daily walks. And I've also added a few other things to build out my healthy habits. So I've added to make sure I get a workout every day, and to make sure I increased my water intake too. But you have other aspects such as your meditation. And I really love how it allows you to connect with such a wonderful and amazing community. And it allows you and me to interact with, allows me to interact with the audience, and it allows you to interact with fantastic Noom coaches and experts on this platform too. I do want to just remind you of the key takeaways from today's conversation. One is focusing on the daily actions. So small, consistent actions can lead to big changes. Celebrate your daily progress rather than waiting for a final outcome. Make sure, number two, is to enjoy the journey. So find joy in the process. So when you enjoy what you're doing, and science backs this, you're more likely to stick with it and achieve your goals naturally. And number three, control what you can. Focus on what you can control, the process, and let go of what you can't, the outcome. So this can help really reduce your anxiety levels and increase your satisfaction and joy in the work that you are doing. As we wrap up, remember that success isn't just about the destination. It's about the journey. Whether you're aiming to improve your health or achieve any other goal, focus on the process, enjoy each step, and the outcomes will follow. Thank you for joining me here today. If you have stories or insights you'd like to share, again, please reach out to me, click that follow button, and send me a direct message. You might also just be featured in an upcoming episode as well. So until next time, stay healthy and keep focusing on the process, folks. Thank you all for joining, and take care.